In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salah and salam be upon the Prophet, his noble and pure family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue the explanation of the Noble Quran, part 30, Surah Al-Qadr, number 96, and Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr, laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Verily we have sent it, meaning the Quran, down in the night of Al-Qadr. And what will make you know what the night of Al-Qadr is? The night of Al-Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Therein descend the angels and the ruh, Jibreel alayhi salam, by Allah's permission with all decrees. Salam, peace, until the appearance of dawn. We start the explanation of the first verse, inshallah ta'ala. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna anzalnahu, we have sent it. Here it refers to the Quran, meaning this noble Quran. And as you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asserting about himself the term we. Verily we have sent it. And this is the we of magnification, because he subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one free of all imperfection, the Most High, nothing is greater than him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this magnification of himself using the term we, nahnu, or with the na in Arabic, inna, in many places in the Quran. Like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, in Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15, verse 9. يقول الله عز وجل إنا نحن نزلنا الذكرى وإنا له لحافظون. Verily we have sent down the dhikr, meaning the Quran. And even some of the scholars are with the opinion that the dhikr also here encompasses the authentic sunnah, because it is an inspiration from Allah. Verily we have sent it down, the dhikr, and surely we will guard it from corruption. And the like of, as in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yasin, in chapter 36, verse 11. يقول الله عز وجل إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. Verily we, again, we give life to the dead, and we record that which they sent before then, and their traces, like their footsteps to the five congregational prayers, their footsteps in jihad for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their footsteps in all the righteous deeds, and also what they have left behind, meaning, and their traces, and everything we have recorded in a clear book. And sometimes yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to himself by the singular oneness. For example, as in Surah Taha, chapter chapter 20, verse 14. إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. إنني أنا الله. Verily I am Allah. لا إله إلا أنا. None has the right to be worshipped except me. فَعْبُدْنِي So worship me. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي And establish the prayers for my remembrance. Why? Because he is one unique and great one, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in reference to the attribute, Allah refers to himself with magnification in the form of we. And in reference to his oneness and uniqueness, he comes with the singular, ana, me, or mine. So this term now, we, as you know now, it is for magnification. So again, the first verse, please. Inna anzalnahu fi laylat al-qadr. So this refers to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it down in the might of al-qadr, in the might of decree. What does it mean here? The correct meaning is that We began sending it, meaning that Allah initiated its sending in the night of Al-Qadr, and the night of Al-Qadr is in the month of Ramadan. And the evidence for this is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 185. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. شهر رمضان, the month of Ramadan, in which the Quran had been sent down with clear proofs and guidance and a criterion between right and wrong. So if you take this verse now from Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 185, which you see there on the screen, and combine it with this ayah from Surah Al-Qadr, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, verily we have sent it down in the night of Qadr, then it becomes clear to you that the night of Qadr is in the month of Ramadan, by checking these two verses together. And then it becomes very clear to you as well that the famous saying by many of the common Muslims that the night of Al-Qadr is the night of the middle of the month of Sha'ban is baseless, has no reality to it. It is because the night of Al-Qadr is in Ramadan, and the mid of Sha'ban is like the mid of any other month, the month of Rajab, month of Rabi', the month of Safar, which we are in now, month of Muharram, and so forth. Meaning there is nothing specific concerning this middle of Sha'ban night. Even those narrations reporting special merits to it are weak. No proof they can establish. Similarly, particularizing its day as a meritorious day and thus calling to fast on that day is from the weak narrations whereby no established proof is available. However, it is the issue with some of the scholars, may Allah's mercy be upon them all, that some of them lacks in the mentioning of the weak narrations in matters that are related to merits of actions or virtuous actions, or certain times, months or places. And this, as our Shaykh rahimahullah said in his explanation, وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ لَا يَنْبَغِي, and this is a matter which it shouldn't be, it shouldn't take place. Why? Then he reasons that if you begin to relate these weak narrations concerning certain merits, then the hearer, or the one who is listening, سوف يعتقد, he will come to believe that this is correct, and then therefore related to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَهَذَا شَيْءٌ كَبِيرٌ, and this is really something grave. فالمهم, thus it is important to know that the day of the middle of Shaban and its night, there is nothing particular concerning them that is unique to them, and that there is no kind of worship that is authentic relating to these times, and that the night of the middle of Shaban is not the night of Al-Qadr, and that correct opinion that there is no worship to be offered from fasting or the like on the middle of Shaban or the night of Shaban. Yet we know generally, however, from the authentic Sunnah, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to make abundant fasting during the month of Shaban, to the degree that that the companions noticed as if he didn't break the fast during the month of Shaban. And also, what is to be affirmed for the month of Shaban is just like the other months, from the fasting of 3 days in each month, and that these are the 13th, the 14th and the 15th, and these are the white days. And this is general for all months, not only particular to the month of Shaban. Now, Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree. Some of the scholars said that Al-Qadr refers to the honor, that this night has a great honor and stature. And other scholars, however, are with the opinion that the Qadr here refers to At-Taqdir, decree or pre-decree or pre-ordainment. Why? Because on that night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees what will occur in the coming year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this respect in Surah Ad-Dukhan 44 verses 3 and 4, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ إِنَّا كُنَّا مُنذِرِينَ فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Verily, we have sent the Quran down on a blessed night, the night of Al-Qadr. Therein is decreed every matter of ordainment. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, verily we are other warning therein, that night is decreed every matter of ordainment, meaning death, like death, birth, provisions, calamities, etc., for the whole coming year, as decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the correct opinion that therefore that the meaning of Al-Qadr, that it comprises both meanings, And thus, the might of Al-Qadr, there is no doubt that it is an honored might, and that in it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees in details what to occur in the coming year, from provisions, from death, from calamities, from birth, and you name it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the next verse, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Next verse, please. And what will make you know what the night of Al-Qadr, the decree, is? This statement, يستفاد منها التعظيم والتفخيم. This statement indicates amplification and magnification. And this is very abundant in the Quran. Take for example the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning the day of recompense. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ, as in Surah Al-Infitar 82:17-18. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. And what will make you know what the day of recompense is? And again, what will make you know what the day of recompense is? Again, this is magnification and amplification. Also take for example concerning the day of resurrection as well, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Haqqa 69:1-3, يقول الله عز وجل الحاقة ما الحاقة وما أدراك ما الحاقة. The inevitable, meaning the day of resurrection. And what will make you know what the inevitable reality of the day of resurrection is? Also Al-Qari'ah, concerning the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it Al-Qari'ah. And there in verse 1-3 from Surah Al-Qari'ah 101-3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Al-Qari'atu mal-Qari'ah wama adraka mal-Qari'ah. The striking hour, meaning on the day of resurrection, and what will make you know of the striking hour, or what the striking hour is. So such a statement indicates magnification and amplification. And here he said وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, here in this verse, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, أي مَا أَعْلَمَكَ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ وَشَأْنُهَا وَشَرَفُهَا وَعَظَمُهَا وَعِظَمِهَا. And what will make you know concerning the rank and statue and honor and greatness of the night of Al-Qadr? Then he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made that clear in the next verse where he said Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. In the next verse, that will be verse 3, the night of Al-Qadr is better than 1,000 months, meaning better than 1,000 months not containing the night of Al-Qadr, where there is no night of Al-Qadr in them. And this better here refers to the reward for the deeds done in that night, and referring also to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings down from good and blessing upon this ummah. And that's why the one who establishes this night believing in it and believing in the reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him all of his past sins. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went to mention what occurs in that night. What occurs in that night in the next verse, number 4, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. So it is better than 83 years and 4 months if you come to calculate it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear as to what occurs therein. Therein descend the angels and the ruh, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam, by Allah's permission with all decrees. The angels will descend one after the other. Why? Because the angels are the inhabitants of the heavens, and the heavens are 7. So they descend one after the other to the earth until they fill the earth. And the descension, the descent of the angels to the earth is a mark for mercy, goodness and blessing. And that's why if the angels don't enter and are prevented from entering a certain place, then this is an indication that this place lacks goodness and blessing, like the place where there are pictures in there. فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَ لَا تَدْخُلُ بَيْتًا فِيهِ صُورًا. For verily the angels don't enter a home where there are pictures in them. And these are the prohibited pictures, the animate pictures. However, concerning those pictures that are despicable, which may occur in the beds or on a pillow or something, then most of the scholars are with the opinion that they are permissible. And in that sense, the angels would enter such places. So on that night, or in this night, the angels descend in great numbers, and their descent is a blessing and goodness. And Ar-Ruh, their descent, the angels and Ar-Ruh, Ar-Ruh Jibreel alayhi salam. Allah mentioned him because of his rank and honor and of his merit. Then Allah says here, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, by Allah's permission, أي بِأَمْرِهِ, by his command. And this kind of permission here is the universal one, because here we have to remember that the permission of Allah, meaning his command, is of two types: universal and legal. Universal and legal. The first one, which is called universal, and I would like you really to remember these important terminologies. The first one is kawni, universal. Yes. And the second is shar'i, legal. So let's take an example from the Quran. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ash-Shura 42:21, شَرَعُوا لَهُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْذَن بِهِ اللَّهِ. They have legislated for them a religion which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not allowed, meaning he did not permit it from the legal aspect. However, he permitted it to occur in the sense that this is part of his universal decree. He willed it to pass. Allah willed it to pass, although he doesn't like it for others to institute a religion other than his. But the mere fact that it existed by his universal decree, by his universal will, he permitted it to occur, although he dislikes it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, therefore, in this verse, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, meaning his universal decree. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, therefore, they have descended the angels and the ruh by Allah's permission with all decrees. With all decrees. The details of every decree we don't know of. But what we know, we can say that the angels descend with goodness, mercy and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَلَامٌ هِيَ, peace. سلام منهية حتى مطلع الفجر. سلام meaning this night is a night of peace, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it as a night of peace because so many are safe from sins and their consequences in this night. قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever establishes the prayers of this night, the night of Al-Qadr, out of belief and out of belief in the reward linked to this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him his previous sins. And certainly the forgiveness of the sins, there is no doubt that it is peace and safety, safety from its consequences and its punishments. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end, حتى when we go سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. نعم, meaning that in this night the angels descend until the appearance of the dawn, حتى مطلع الفجر, and there it ceases. We said earlier that the night of Al-Qadr is in the month of Ramadan, yet the question is in which part it is. Is it in the beginning, is it in the middle of the month, or in the last part of the month? We say as an answer to this the following. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went into i'tikaf, the legal seclusion for worship, the first 10 days of Ramadan, then the middle 10, seeking the night of Al-Qadr. Then he was told that it is in the last 10. So he went into i'tikaf, the legal seclusion for worship, in the last 10 of the month. So therefore we conclude from here that it is in the last 10 of the month. Which of these nights it is, Allah knows best. It may be in the night of the 21st or the night of the 30th or between them. There is no specification that it is in one particular night every year. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, he had been shown the night of Al-Qadr on the night of the 21st, and he saw in the dream that he was making sujood in its morning in mud and water. On that night rain came down, meaning the night of the 21st, so the Prophet ﷺ indeed prayed in his masjid, and his masjid was, the roof of his masjid was built from branches of date palms where water penetrates them easily. So he ﷺ indeed, his dream came true, and he prostrated in its morning, meaning in Salat al-Fajr, in mud and water. And the companions, may Allah be pleased with them all, saw the marks of mud and water on his forehead, as reported in Sahih al-Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim. So in that year, it was in that night of the 21st. وَمَعَ ذَلِكَ, despite of that, he صلى الله عليه وسلم recommended saying إِلْتَمِسُوهَا فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ, seek it in the last 10 nights. And in another narration it is said that he, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and all of them are in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, فِي الْوِتْرِ مِنَ الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ, in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. And the companions saw it 1 year, saw it 1 year in the last 7 nights. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, then أرى رؤياكم قد تواطأت في السبع الأواخر. I see that your seeing of it concurred in the last seven nights. فمن كان متحريها, and thus anyone who is seeking it, let him seek it in the last seven nights, meaning in that year, in that year. As in regard to the rest of the years, then it is in, could be in any of the last 10 nights. So it is not therefore specific. However, most likely it is the night of the 27th. And it could be, for example, that in a certain year it could be in the night of the 27th, and the next year it could be in the night of the 21st, or the 23rd, or the 25th, and so forth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obscured its knowledge and its specification in order to achieve two great benefits. First of all, to make known really who is really seeking it with motivation, and to distinguish him from the one who is lazy. Because the one who is truly seeking this might, he is not going to worry as to putting the effort for 10 nights in order to achieve it. However, the lazy one indeed will refrain from standing the entire 10 nights just for the sake of one night. The second benefit is to increase the reward of the Muslims, because if they seek it through the 10, they will perform more worship and more righteous deeds, and therefore more reward. And in this occasion, on this occasion, the Shaykh rahimahullah warned against a mistake and error done by many of people in our times, where he said that they seek the might of decree, on the 27th, they seek it in order to perform Umrah, lesser pilgrimage on that night. And that's why he said, in the night of the 27th, you will see the sacred mosque in Mecca so much crowded with people. Why? Because they want to perform Umrah, lesser Hajj, on this night. And we know that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not specify this night of the 27th for a Umrah in his saying. And he didn't perform himself, he himself did not perform Umrah on the night of the 27th of Ramadan, yet he was fi aam al-fath, in the year of the liberation of Mecca. It was in the night of the 27th of Ramadan he was in Mecca, yet he didn't perform Umrah on that night. And he didn't say to the people, seek this night to perform Umrah. However, he told us, and he told his companions, to seek it in order to establish the night prayer, not a Umrah. And thus the error of so many people now is becoming clear. And this tells you that people take their deen so often from, you know, an elder to a younger and so forth, without having a basis to that from Sharia. فَحْذَرْ أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا عَلَى بَصِيرًا, he said, then be careful not to worship Allah except with knowledge. بدليل من كتاب الله with evidence from the book of Allah أو سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم or the sunnah of Rasulullah's way أو عمل الخلفاء الراشدين or the deeds or actions of the rightly guided caliphs الذين أمرنا باتباع سنتهم whom the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded us to follow their sunnah. And in this noble chapter there are many merits. The first one is number one, Sister Ahmad, the merits of Surah Al-Qadr. Number one, Allah sent down the Quran in it, meaning He initiated sending it, and the Quran is guidance and happiness in this life and the hereafter. The second merit that the wording of the verses indicate the magnification and amplification of Allah's attributes, as well as of this might, Laylatul Qadr. The third merit, that it is better than 1,000 months. The fourth merit, that the angels descend in this might, and they descend only with goodness, blessings, and mercy. So the fourth merit is that in it the angels descend, and they descend with goodness, blessings, and mercy. The fifth merit, that it is safe and security, peace. So much safety from punishment and torment due to the fact that the people resort to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it, and those therefore who seek it out of belief and out of belief in the rewards, they will be safe. Allah will forgive them their sins, their past sins. The sixth merit, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this might He specialized it with a surah, with a chapter, which we are talking about now, recited until the day of resurrection. Concerning this might, Allah revealed this surah, a specific surah for it, recited until the day of resurrection. And it is a forgiveness for the past sins. It is a forgiveness for the past sins, where the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام asserted, من قام ليلة القدر, whoever establishes the night of Qadr in prayer, إيمانا واحتسابا, believing in it, and إيمانا بالله, believing in Allah and in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared from reward to those who are establishing it, and also احتسابا للأجر وطلب الثواب, also seeking and anticipating the reward, then غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه, Allah will forgive him his past sins. And this really applies to the one who witnessed this might, yani who he knows, whether he knows of it and whether he doesn't know of it, as long as he seeks it in the last 10 nights. Because the Prophet ﷺ in the hadith did not condition knowledge of its occurrence, he did not condition that to be, you know, a condition for achieving the reward. And this brings to the end the talk about the explanation of Surah Al-Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this effort from our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, and he may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask him to accept it from us and to make this effort sincere for his face and to make it of benefit for myself and for all of you. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.